You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 22, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why historic Medicaid cuts threaten Black health equity. On July 4, 2025, President Donald Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act into law. Less than a year later, new data reveals a devastating impact on vulnerable communities. Social justice advocates officially declared a health equity emergency on April 22, 2026. They warn that the act is actively stripping health coverage from low-income Black Americans at an alarming rate. The legislation represents the most significant rollback of the American healthcare safety net since Medicaid began in 1965. It mandates 80 hours of monthly community engagement for non-disabled adults. The policy revives older welfare-to-work ideologies. Historical patterns show these policies disproportionately harm marginalized groups. Black enrollees currently face the highest barriers to keeping their essential health care. The recent data exposes massive disenrollment across the country. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the new law will cause up to 16.9 million people to lose health coverage by 2034. The legislation slashes nearly $1 trillion from Medicaid funding over the next decade. These severe cuts primarily target the Medicaid expansion population. This group consists of low-income adults aged 19 to 64 who earn too much for traditional Medicaid but too little for private insurance subsidies. Advocates stress that this funding loss creates immediate crises in communities of color. Dr. Oni Blackstock notes that the policies are stripping health coverage from Black communities by exploiting procedural hurdles. Families lose access to vital medical services because of complex reporting requirements rather than changes in their actual income. Health experts warn that these bureaucratic barriers act as modern literacy tests for healthcare access. The passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act relied heavily on a specialized legislative process. Budget reconciliation allows lawmakers to bypass the standard 60-vote threshold needed to overcome a filibuster in the Senate. Instead, it requires only a simple majority of 51 votes to pass sweeping fiscal changes. The process severely limits debate time to 20 hours. From a social justice perspective, politicians frequently use this fast-track mechanism to roll back safety net programs. The Byrd Rule restricts reconciliation bills to provisions that directly impact the federal budget. This forces crucial social policies into a purely financial framework. Legislators prioritize federal savings over human outcomes. Consequently, policies that strip health coverage from millions pass without requiring broad bipartisan consensus or thorough public debate. The 80-hour work requirement holds deep roots in past legislative efforts. In 1996, the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act introduced work mandates for cash assistance. This welfare reform replaced the previous aid system with temporary assistance for needy families. The policy shifted welfare from a federal entitlement to state-administered block grants. It forced recipients to participate in specific work activities and established strict lifetime limits on benefits. Historical data from that era shows clear racial disparities. Black recipients were significantly more likely to face sanctions than white recipients for the exact same infractions. Critics note that the current Medicaid emergency mirrors this past inequality. The 1996 reform prioritized reducing caseloads over providing economic stability. The new healthcare legislation follows this identical blueprint, threatening the history of the Black family by removing critical health support systems. Before the current emergency, states experimented with similar mandates to disastrous effect. During the first Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services encouraged states to test Medicaid work requirements. They utilized Section 1115 waivers, which allow states to ignore standard federal rules. Arkansas became the first state to fully implement these harsh requirements in 2018. The results were immediate and devastating for low-income residents. Within 7 months, over 18,000 people lost their Medicaid coverage. Research published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that the policy did not increase employment rates. Instead, it drastically increased the number of uninsured residents. Black enrollees faced immense difficulties navigating the complex online reporting systems. Despite these documented historical failures, lawmakers expanded these mandates nationwide. The current legislation creates a destructive phenomenon known as administrative churn. The law demands that states conduct eligibility redeterminations every 6 months. This doubles the frequency of paperwork for enrollees. Families frequently lose their health coverage because of paperwork errors or missed deadlines. They lose access to care despite technically remaining eligible for the program. administrative churn disproportionately harms Black families due to ongoing systemic inequality. Black families experience higher rates of housing instability, meaning mailed renewal notices often fail to reach them. Furthermore, individuals with unstable work schedules find it difficult to obtain specific pay stubs required for monthly verification. Research confirms that Black and Hispanic adults are significantly more likely than white adults to report losing Medicaid due to these process-related issues. The 80-hour monthly reporting requirement heavily relies on online verification portals. This system completely ignores the digital divide that exists in many marginalized communities. Many low-income individuals rely exclusively on smartphones with limited data plans. The state websites are rarely mobile-friendly, making it extremely difficult to upload required documentation properly. Rural areas and low-income urban neighborhoods often lack reliable high-speed broadband internet. Enrollees must frequently travel to public libraries or community centers simply to check their coverage status. In the Arkansas pilot program, 45% of households in the test areas lacked home broadband access. The digital divide ensures that those with the fewest resources are the most likely to fail these reporting requirements. This technological barrier acts as a quiet mechanism for mass disenrollment. The new law broadly defines work requirements as community engagement. This includes employment, vocational training, or volunteer work. However, the system fails to adequately recognize caregiving and other forms of unpaid labor. While caregiving is technically listed as an exemption, it is rarely automatic. Enrollees must successfully navigate a dense bureaucracy to prove their specific caregiving status. Intergenerational care is extremely common in Black communities. Grandparents often care for grandchildren, or extended relatives care for dependent nieces and nephews. Unfortunately, these arrangements rarely fit the narrow legal definition of a caretaker relative. When individuals fail to provide the correct legal paperwork, their unpaid labor remains unrecognized. They lose their health coverage despite actively contributing to their communities. It serves as a clear example of historical exploitation embedded in modern policy. Exemptions from work requirements often contain hidden structural biases. A 2018 policy proposal in Michigan clearly illustrated this exact problem. The state proposed exempting residents who lived in counties with an unemployment rate over 8.5%. Because of residential segregation, the qualifying counties were primarily rural and majority white. Black residents typically lived in urban centers like Detroit. While specific urban neighborhoods faced severely high unemployment, the overall county rate fell below the threshold because of wealthier surrounding suburbs. Analysis revealed that 85% of white enrollees qualified for the exemption. In stark contrast, only 1.2% of Black enrollees met the exact same criteria. These place-based criteria structurally bias the policies against Black neighborhoods, forcing them to meet requirements that their rural white counterparts easily bypass. When adults face work mandates, children also suffer significant consequences. Healthcare experts call this phenomenon the spillover effect. Children rely heavily on the enrollment status of their parents for healthcare access. When a parent loses Medicaid due to a work mandate, they often assume the entire household is no longer eligible. Parents subsequently stop taking their children to the doctor for essential preventative care. Coverage loss creates severe financial instability for the entire family. Uninsured parents frequently avoid seeking medical care for a child to prevent overwhelming medical debt. Research shows that children are 29 percentage points more likely to attend annual well-child visits when their parents maintain active Medicaid enrollment. The new 80-hour mandate directly threatens pediatric health outcomes in Black communities. This creates a generational crisis that echoes the dark history of medical experimentation and healthcare denial. The $1 trillion reduction in Medicaid funding threatens the very institutions that serve vulnerable populations. Federally funded community health centers stand to lose crucial revenue. The Commonwealth Fund estimates that 5.6 million patients at these specific centers will lose coverage due to increased redetermination frequency. These clinics operate on extremely thin margins and rely heavily on Medicaid reimbursements to keep their doors open. Rural hospitals also face a catastrophic financial future. Projections indicate these facilities will lose $155 billion in Medicaid revenue over the next 10 years. The legislation includes a $50 billion rural transformation fund, but this amount only partially offsets the massive losses. When local clinics close, low-income patients lose their only access to emergency and primary care. The policy forces Black workers, who have long fought for economic justice, to travel further and pay more for basic health services. Lawmakers frequently use coded language to justify punitive healthcare policies. The modern rhetoric regarding able-bodied adults defrauding the system serves to mask deep-rooted prejudices. These narratives date back to the post-Civil War era. At that time, stereotypes depicted Black people as inherently lazy to justify forced labor and deny them access to emerging social safety nets. In recent decades, the welfare queen myth falsely portrayed Black women as undeserving cheats who exploited government resources. Politicians use the myth of meritocracy to suggest that poverty results from personal moral failure. They deliberately ignore systemic barriers like redlining, employment discrimination, and unequal education funding. By ignoring the documented failures of work requirements, the current administration revives policies firmly rooted in racist narratives. These policies prioritize fiscal savings for wealthy taxpayers over the health and survival of marginalized communities. Copyright African Elements.